It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know I'm smarter than most people. I know I'm a very good liar, and I know I needed to get to D.C. because I do believe that locale holds the strongest possibility for survival. And I wanted to survive.
From The Walking Dead, you may know him as Eugene Porter, but on his everyday life, he goes by Josh McDermott. What's going on, Josh? Welcome to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Every day, in my everyday life, I go by Josh, or I go by Liar.
Whoa.
Those are kind of the things people call me now.
Are you pulling a Brian Williams or something? What's going on with the Liar?
Well, I mean, Eugene was a liar,
so
I get people on the internet all the time saying, you know, oh, you're a liar, or, like, actually, Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, he just calls me Mullet. I don't think he even knows my name, but, it's kind of fun to see what kind of new nicknames people are coming up with, and as they not call me Josh.
You're taking part in Walker Stalker Con. You're making stops all across the country: Orlando, Boston, Philly, Atlanta. Of course, you got to stop in Atlanta and more cities around the United States. This weekend, you're going to be in Dallas, and you're bringing along just about everybody. You got David Morrissey, the governor, of course, Steve Yeun, who plays Glenn, Chandler Riggs, Carl, Beth is Emily Kinney in real life, and you got Chad Coleman, Tyrese. Those are just some of the names I jotted down. There's going to be 10 times as many people as that. You brought everybody almost. You brought a ton of both living and deceased characters. If you could bring just one character back to be a part of the group again, like they never passed away, who do you think it should be?
You know, I think if we didn't lose Herschel, you know, Scott Wilson, I really think that the show would still be great. I think he was such a strong, powerful voice and just an awesome part of the show. So I was sad to see him go. I would love to somehow get him back, even if it's in flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah. So David Morrissey, the governor, is he going to be rocking the eye patch or no eye patch out there? He's got to rock the eye patch, right?
You know what's funny? There's people that walk around, you know, they do the cosplay. They dress up as different characters, and everybody throws on that eye patch. And, like, it's hilarious. Like, okay, so people will dress as Eugene, and sometimes they look awesome. Sometimes they just look ridiculous, like even more ridiculous than I look, you know? And you're like, okay, haha. But these people put on the eye patch when they play the governor, and it's amazing how much they look like him once they put on the eye patch. It's hilarious. Like, I love looking at the people doing the cosplay and stuff. I don't know that David Morrissey will ever rock the eye patch. I think they kind of poke some holes through it so that you can kind of see through
okay.
it a little bit, but I think it kind of gives you this weird depth perception that,
oh, yeah,
that you're not necessarily going to feel good about after. You might get an upset stomach.
And you got the right side of you. You almost get blindsided by fans that are rushing you.
Yeah, you can't see him coming.
They already renewed the spinoff for a second season without us even seeing one single second of what's going on out there on the West Coast. Are you worried that they may mess up the franchise, or are they going to have the exact same team that you guys have?
Oh, I'm not worried at all. I mean, you know, this all comes from Robert Kirkman, who created the Walking Dead universe. And the fact that it's on AMC, they know how to develop a great show.
AMC just puts it in the net every time.
Yeah, they have the best shows, and so I'm not worried about them screwing up the franchise or anything. I mean, I think all it's going to do is bring more people into the fold, get more people excited about, you know, the Walking Dead universe, and it can only be a good thing.
I was reading online that they might try to stagger it, like they'll do the Walking Dead that you're on in the Halloween and February areas, and then the other two quarters they'll be able to have the other zombie show. And I'm really excited about having that year round.
Well, yeah, because I think, I mean, just as a fan myself, I would get frustrated when I'd have to go a whole summer without any Walking Dead, you know. So now people get to, they get their zombie fix, they get their Robert Kirkman crazy zombie world fix, and they can just go from there. So I think it's such a great thing that they're doing the spinoff, and I know people are worried about it, but I know a couple of people who've worked on the show, and they're saying it's amazing, and I don't doubt that at all.
Do you live in Atlanta right now?
I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A.?
I'm based out of L.A., yeah.
Gotcha, and so you'll just fly out to Atlanta for the scenes?
Well, when we shot season five, I bought a place out there, or I was renting an apartment and everything. And then at the end of season five, I give up that apartment and come back to L.A. where I still have a place. And, it gets very expensive doing
right.
that, but it's better than living in a hotel.
Yeah.
I know some, the guy who plays Father Gabriel, Seth Gilliam, I think he was living like in an extended stay hotel, and I don't know how he's able to do that, because I would go crazy.
Speaking of Father Gabriel, out of everything that's happened on The Walking Dead, the gruesome shots, the fire zombies that get exploded from Carol shooting that gas tank, the melted people to the ground, the most disturbing thing I have seen on The Walking Dead, it just cut me right to the core, was when he was trying to scratch the blood off of the wood surface of the church. That was the most excruciating 15 seconds of my lifetime. Oh,
it was very hard to watch.
Ooh.
I know. And it was supposed to be this like symbolic thing and this huge piece for the character and everything. But like the way I took it, as I'm sure you did too, it was just like, no, don't do
Stop
that.
It. It's
like nails on a chalkboard, man.
Yes, sir. So my dad will not get into The Walking Dead. He says zombies aren't scary at all. He says that they're slow and that they can never catch you. And I don't know how to explain to him. No, there's hordes. There's there's thousands upon thousands of them. It could be just one, and maybe you're not scared, but they're still trying to eat you. So can you help me try to figure out how to tell my dad this is scary, this is worth watching?
The show is not about zombies. Yes, they can be scary, and you cannot be scared of the zombies. That's fine, but that's not what the show is about. The scary thing are people like the governor.
True.
People like Shane, your best friend, who starts sleeping with your wife and then is trying to kill you. That's the stuff that this show is about. It's about survival from each other, from the other humans. It's, the zombies are, they've almost become background at this point. You know, sure, they jump out and they might kill someone every once in a while, but that's not what the show's about. That's what you have to explain to them.
Do you keep getting a lot of hate on social media because of the whole Washington, D.C. thing? Are people like really buying into your character and they don't like, or they get mad at you as a human being, not as an actor for it?
It started out that way. Like, people were mad at me, and I'm just like, guys, I'm just an actor. Like, chill out, you know? And also, we're telling a story. How boring would this story be if everything went according to the way you thought it should go? Like, you really want Daryl to kill the walker with ease every time? Or do you want to see him struggle with it? Do you want to insert a little drama into the storyline? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to tell a story. Just sit back and watch the story, and we'll take it from there. It's it is funny. I think people sit there and they I read something this morning. I tried to ignore it all, but I read something this morning. They're like, oh, I can't believe that Eugene guy isn't dead yet. He's so useless. And that,
I'm going to be honest.
Their opinion, but just shut up and watch.
I'm going to shut up and watch. But since I get to talk to you, there are a couple of people that I think are 100% useless, and the last two of them died. So Beth, I thought. She was fine. She brought a nice little innocence to everything, and she kind of was going through a teenage rebellion phase. I just was so ready for her to be gone. I don't know why. I just could not like her character anymore. And then Tyrese lost everything. He lost all of his cool, all of his badassness, and I was just like, okay, good. Tyrese is gone. And it was a great way that y'all shot Tyrese's death.
Yeah, that was really cool. Oh, it makes me sad. I like Beth. I like Tyrese. I think, it was fun to see those characters evolve so much. I think that's what the show does so well, is they kind of introduce a character in one way, and then it just continues to evolve. I mean, there's so many shows out there that don't do that, and that's just a testament to the shows on AMC. I mean, because I'll bring up Breaking Bad too. I mean, if you look at Walter White's character at the start of that series and where he ends up by the end of it, I mean, it's this complete arc of the character. And I know that's what is so compelling when we watch shows. And so when you see that happening with the characters of The Walking Dead, look at Rick. I mean, Rick was one way in the first season, and he's like a completely different person now, and so there's some fulfillment there. Even if they do die, it's like they're dying as a different person than they were. They're not dying because of who they were at the start of the apocalypse.
Right. Please don't tell Emily or Chad that I said that, though. That would
too late. Emily is sitting right here next to me.
Oh, no!
And she's sobbing.
I'm so sorry. I was watching New York, Good Day New York, some morning show on New York, and you were talking about how they don't know if they're going to get killed off. They used to not know if they're going to get killed off until they walked onto the set. They were handed a script, and at the end of it, they say, oh, hey, I got shot. I got turned into a zombie. I got bit. Something like that. But now they're trying to be nicer about it and say, hey, listen, you got to plan for where you're living. Do you have any idea the timeline of the next person that dies off? I don't want to know. I want to watch. But do you know when the next person that dies off is?
You get the new script night before you start shooting the next episode. So you'll get, if you're shooting episode 3 tomorrow, well, you'll get episode 4 script the night before you start shooting episode 3. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so if someone dies within that episode, that person will probably find out a week before the episode 4 script comes out.
Okay.
But then they won't really tell the rest of the cast until right before the script comes out. So it's still very, up in the air. No one knows. And it can get pretty stressful, for sure.
Right. So Andrew Lincoln, extra, extra, extra serious in The Walking Dead. He plays Rick Grimes. Is he fun, lighthearted? I feel like you're a comedian. You're going to be trying to make everybody laugh. How's Andrew on the set? Is he a lovable guy, or is he just kind of always in character?
No, he's amazing. He's always awesome, and he's truly one of the funniest guys.
Oh, cool.
On the set. I mean, I'm running around acting like a jackass half the time, but he's actually truly funny, and that goes for everyone in the cast. Everyone has a really strong, wicked sense of humor, but Andy's is he's got that British wit, you know.
Right.
And he may be so intense and focused within a scene, but as soon, we go to lunch or we're just sitting around and he's cracking jokes, making people laugh, and he just has a wild sense of humor. He's really lighthearted and a lot of fun to be around.
I've been complaining for years that it does not rain on a drama television show. Sons of Anarchy, I also got sucked into Falling Skies on TNT, Breaking Bad. It doesn't ever rain in those in The Walking Dead either. And then y'all finally, two episodes back, when y'all had the water in the road and it said from a friend, it started to rain. And I felt like, all right, this show can now be put up there as one of the greatest shows of all time because it actually rained in a drama for once.
I was saying, the reason they don't really do a lot of rain is because it's expensive, man.
Right.
Number one, it's just a waste of water.
Yeah,
if you're gonna shoot all day, you have to be able to control the conditions. What's the irony is that it rains a lot while we're on set, but we have to go find cover and keep everything dry, and then once the storm passes, then we would come back out and continue the scene.
That does make a lot of sense.
It's just you can't control those storms. You can control an actual rain machine with a big truck pumping water, except, it ends up being a waste of water, and it's really expensive at that point. I think that's why they don't do it that often.
Everybody needs to be watching The Walking Dead. If you're not already in on it, let me guess that your best friend and your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever else is already watching it. You need to get on Netflix and catch all the way up, and then make sure to tune in Sunday nights at 9, 8 Central on AMC to watch the greatest show on TV. I can't wait till Sunday night, The Walking Dead. And before I let you go, I was reading on your website. You have the McDerm facts. Is that what it is at the very bottom?
Oh, the McDerm effect.
McDerm effect. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about what was going on with the moles on your back of your neck.
Oh, I had, they weren't on the back. They were on the front.
Oh.
I had two moles on the front of my neck, and they were fairly large. I got moles all over my body. I don't know. I got very fair skin, but I would wear a seatbelt, and the seatbelt would rub against him. So I'd always walk into someone's home or whatever, and I just had blood dripping down my shirt. And so I was just like, I got to get these removed, man. So I did. I got them removed. It was just more of a cosmetic thing. I mean, it's anything. Getting a mole removed is pretty simple, but it wasn't like it was cancerous or anything.
Right. I read it was benign as well.
I was tired of ruining my shirt with blood.
That's extra gross. Thank you. Mole blood. All right. Well, Walker Stalker Con is going on all over the country in Dallas, Texas this weekend, the 14th and 15th of March. Go to walkerstalkercon.com to pick up your tickets and go hang out with Eugene Porter, Josh McDermott. And I'm telling you, dude, this is one of the best times of my life getting to talk to you right now, and I'm sorry I took up so much of your time. I just have so many questions and so many theories, and I just wanted to make sure that I was able to talk to you as long as possible. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Josh. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. See you, man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.